This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Devastating bombings in Sri Lanka, killing hundreds, has forced the island nation into a state of emergency. At least 290 people are dead and hundreds of others injured after the blasts targeting churches and hotels on Easter Sunday. Sri Lanka Project Director for the International Crisis Group in London, Alan Keenan, explains why this attack has come as such a shock.
There was never any history of violence of this sort against Christians, and certainly not by any by the Muslim group that the government is claiming is responsible for this. There's been no history of Islamic militancy within Sri Lanka.
Officials believe seven suicide bombers belonging to the National Tawfiq Jamaat group carried out the coordinated attacks. The United States on Monday ended its sanctions waivers for five countries importing Iranian oil, the U.S. hoping to put new pressure on Tehran to curb its military aggression in the Mideast by cutting off its main source of national revenue. The waivers will end for three U.S. allies, Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, as well as China and India. The United States is offering a reward for up to $10 million for information that disrupts the finances of Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group. Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security Michael Evanoff said this on Monday.
I'm confident that the reward offer that we are offering today, announcing today, will provide incentive for people to come forward with information that will help us take down Hezbollah's financial networks.
The State Department is looking for information on major Hezbollah donors and businesses and banks that support the organization. This is VOA News. Tensions are rising between Sudan's military and protesters who have held a weeks-long sit-in around Army headquarters in Khartoum. As Naba Mohideen reports, the protesters have vowed to stay until the country returns to civilian rule.
Sudan's Transitional Military Council on Monday warned protesters it plans to clear the streets around the defense ministry. Meanwhile, protesters called for an even bigger demonstration, raising the risk of confrontation. After weekend talks with protest leaders broke down, the military council issued a statement calling for barricades around the sit-in, which started April 6, to be immediately removed. The group leading the protest, the Sudanese Professionals Association, suspended talks with the military Sunday because it refused the SPA's demand to promptly hand power to a civilian council. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
The military council, which replaced ousted former President Omar al-Bashir on April 11th, is under pressure to return civilian rule after announcing a two-year transition period. After extensive talks between the two countries, Iran and Pakistan's leaders have agreed to form a joint new force to fight terrorism on their common borders. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani held a news conference in Tehran with Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan, who said his government would be the first to clamp down on militant groups operating on Pakistani soil. President Trump sued Monday to block a congressional panel from subpoenaing his personal and business records from the accounting firm that for years has handled his financial affairs. Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, who chairs the House of Representatives Oversight Committee, is seeking 8 years of Trump information from Mazars USA. But the Trump Organization said in a lawsuit the subpoena is invalid and unenforceable because it has no legitimate legislative purpose. Mexican police and immigration agents detained hundreds of Central American migrants on Monday in the largest single raid on a caravan since the group started moving through the country last year. AP video out of Chiapas State shows federal police and agents passed by migrants in patrol trucks and vans and forcibly wrestled women and men and children into the vehicles. This 27-year-old migrant asking, "Why do they do this? We came calmly. We have not attacked anyone." The migrants were driven to buses, presumably for subsequent transportation to an immigration station for deportation processing. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.